exercise change.
So what role do you think habits play in motivation and change, and what are your thoughts on how to break and form habits?
Well, both habits are dreadful, aren't they? I mean, we've all got them. We've just got to identify what triggers it off. I mean, everybody says that. That's the most important thing of people eating if they're feeling depressed or whatever. They're not necessarily hungry. So being more aware of your body and what it needs and understanding where your pitfalls are. And simple changes, you know, if you do drink a lot of milk, then drink trim milk, not full fat milk. So it's the education behind it as well. Of a bad habit could be not quite as bad, a detrimental effect, if you've got that the education behind it.
Mm. Just picking up on what you're saying about awareness, I guess habits by nature are things we do automatically.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on becoming more aware of the things that we're doing, so we actually know
that it's a bad habit.
That it is a bad habit. You know, how do we actually become aware of these things?
A lot of people aren't. I mean, that's the skill of more professional people. When you go and seek for help, and they say, well, you know, you should be changing to brown bread rather than white bread, or you should be biking rather than walking, or stop the pain in your knees. You know, that's people need to seek that advice. So they can identify that, oh, yeah, I do. That is a habit I have. And there's a way around it.
So education, you're saying?
Yeah.
Whether that's looking
at identifying it, that it's a bad habit. Yeah. And get some education to change it.
Sure. So is there anything people can do that are maybe listening to this wondering, geez, do I have any bad habits? What could they do to start questioning the things they do? Any thoughts around that?
Well, you know, what about the workaholic? I mean, it's changing completely from sport or activity. What about the workaholic who ends up with a heart attack? You know, that's a bad habits of a lifestyle that's created that situation. But they won't necessarily have identified with that over the last 20, 30 years. It's only when it comes to a crisis for a lot of people that they reflect back and think, oh, yeah, it was my lifestyle that's created that. But they're not going to think about it during that time. It's only when it gets to a pinnacle, you think, oh, I have to reflect and do something, or else it's going to continue, and next time we might not be so lucky.
Sure, so often people actually need that trigger event to actually realise that, hey, there is an issue here.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate in a way, isn't it? Because often that can be, you know, something quite bad, really.
Well, a lot of people are very thankful of having had a first heart attack that's been well treated, because then they do change their lifestyle and they live, you know, and become healthy and live to a good ripe age. Mm. But, you know, that's a huge, luckily, a good percentage now that something relatively minor happens and they can get through the other end. Mm.
Yeah. So I guess for someone that is maybe thinking, yeah, something's not quite right with my life or my lifestyle, one of the best pieces of advice you could give them is to see a professional and actually get somebody else to
Absolutely.
Look at them from the outside.
Yep.